Well, not often anyway, Check. It's right, isn't it?
Never.
Never.
Not too many. There's not been too many doors flattened this year, have there?
No. Totally zen, mate. I'm in tune.
I want to know, do you take the cricket bat or the golf club to the World Cup?
Too late for the cricket bat.
There's a kit bag going. I'm not sure what's in it. I'm sure there'll be some utensils we can use later on.
It's exciting, mate. I can't wait. Obviously, it's going to be highly competitive. We're wishing the Wallabies well, but you've got the squad that you think can do the job.
Yeah, definitely. I've had a good, really good look at the team and all the different players over all of Super Rugby and over the Rugby Championship. And, I believe that you also got to try and pick your team for the tournament as well. The tournament play is a little bit different to just playing test matches. So looking at our draw, what's the best way to keep guys fresh throughout that whole block whilst performing every single game? And that's going to be the key. It's making sure that we've got a squad that will perform every game, because every game is grand final at that point.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. I know you'd want to play some entertaining footy over there in the World Cup, but it is in the Northern Hemisphere. Do you think it will be a dour, knock them down, drag them out World Cup, or do you think it will be a spectacular one?
I think there's some teams that will play like that, but what's happened now, which is a big difference too, in particular for Northern Hemisphere, is the decks, the fields are absolute mints, you know what I mean? So, yes, there might be bad weather or something here or there, but there's never going to be a bad field. All the fields are in top condition, you know what I mean, even when there's rain. So you can still run. You can still play, but I think it'll be a balance between putting pressure on the opposition but then absolutely trying to take the opportunities that you're given to score tries, because for me personally, I can't see us doing any, having any games where it's 9-6 or 12-9, not our team at least. So we'll be trying to do our best to get the balance right between not playing ridiculous football, keeping the opposition under pressure, but also playing enough rugby to take our chances and score some tries.
Mate, last week the loss in the Bledisloe, a little bit of criticism, the number of changes you made. What have you thought when looking back at that?
After coming back from the tour, the spring tour, when I first came into the job, and I was sort of only had a few days to get to know everyone there before we left, I came back and made up a plan of how I wanted to run this through, into the World Cup, and what I wanted to get over the Rugby Championship through letting every player have an opportunity to contribute while trying to build the depth as well, not only the short-term plan but the longer-term plan of getting players contributing, being involved, whether it be from as a finisher or a starter, you know what I mean? And every player bar one or two has been able to do that. And the playing squad that played against New Zealand in the second game, there's no... I'm not looking for an excuse mentality, you know what I mean? They didn't play well enough on that night. The changes themselves, or those players that went out there, are a team capable of winning those matches. And it's about performing on the night, mate, as you know, in any of the top sports. And we didn't perform well enough for the whole 80 minutes, and that's why we got the result.
Sure. Michael, I know your philosophy is you'd love to be able to mix and match your side throughout the World Cup, but can you change the wheel completely? And that is that there is an elite 15.
Mate, I think, what I've been trying to do is have a plan to get ourselves to this point, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And understand at that point, and by the nature of the tournament too, you really need to at some stage define, a team that's playing. So it's not because you've got a Sunday to Wednesday or a Wednesday to Sunday fixture, so you can't have guys really, not too many guys backing up one to the other when you still then got to play another 4 or 5 weeks of rugby after that. So it's all about trying to get that balance right. And we believe as coaches that we know where we stand exactly after all we've seen through Super Rugby and Rugby Championship around what we're more than likely going to start with in the World Cup and then how that's going to be managed throughout the tournament.
No better place to play it. It's like an Ashes series, Mike, isn't it? I mean, going to England and
Twickenham.
And all those great stadiums over there.
Yeah, look, I've had the luck and the fortune of coaching over in Europe for many years, and rugby, the atmosphere around the stadiums, you know what I mean? Because the stadiums are really for rugby, you know what I mean? Real tight atmosphere there and great crowd support, and it will be a massive event. And I think getting the team and ourselves ready for that as well, like not being overawed by all that stuff, just rocking up there and saying, this is what we need to do. There will be lots of atmosphere. We'll be playing in the home field of the hosts and all that type of stuff. But at the end of the day, believing in ourselves to the point where we say, nothing's going to faze us. Let's get out there and play our best rugby, our style, and let the cards fall where they may.
Now, mate, I know you take on the might of the United States of America on your way to the World Cup. You're going to be able to catch up with Jared Hayne, see him anywhere?
Mate, I've heard he's on fire.
He's on fire.
Yeah, I heard the stuff. And that's for me, he's fantastic. That's a guy
incredible,
who just said that he wants to go after, you know, his dream. And he's achieving now. And, you know, he's still got a way to go. But that's the best part of that story, is that it's a guy who said, I'm going to have a crack at something. And he just pushed him. No fear of failure. Went and did it. That's great stuff.
Yeah.
Michael, we can't wait for it to start, mate. We hope it's a fantastic campaign, and we'll hopefully speak to you over there. Good luck.
You will. Thanks a lot, guys. Much appreciated.
Yeah, thanks for your time. Michael Checker, the Wallabies, embarking on a fantastic opportunity. It'll be a hard one to win, but I like Michael Checker's thinking.
Yeah, $8, the Aussies to win the World Cup. The Kiwis are short, $2.30, as you'd expect. And England, $6.50. South Africa, $7. $8 the Aussies, then out to Ireland, which are also $8. So we're pretty tight in the market. What are we? Fourth favourites. So that's probably where we sit at the moment. They get a chance of proving all of that wrong over there at the World Cup.
They depart on Saturday. And as you say, mate, they're going to the States.